I want to get you all revved up for this last panel of the day, largely because, do you guys, are we okay?
Oh,
okay. It's like, I'm like, wait, are you something to go? Something to say? So another great group of panelists, panel members. Why don't you put Jessica right here as our moderator? There's been one substitution. I'm a little nervous about it, but what?
We're going to drink every time we take a dig at Roper.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. That'll make it a more interesting panel. Yeah, so our PowerPoint here shows, you guys can come up behind me, right? Jim Letton, Matthew Nielsen, Chris Davis, and Jessica McGee. Richard Roper is not joining us on stage for some reason, but he is substituting for Jim Letton, who couldn't be here today. Why I think this is going to be such a great panel is just the people on it, some of my favorite friends in the White Collar Bar in Dallas, who I like to have a lot of fun with. Jessica and I can commiserate about who is the worst mother in the world.
It's both of us.
Both of us, yeah. It's usually a competition, though. I'm the worst. So she is, however, a fabulous SEC defense lawyer and white-collar defense practitioner in the Securities Enforcement Group at Holland & Knight. She was with the Securities and Exchange Commission for a number of years, including as the Associate Regional Director in charge of the enforcement program in Fort Worth, worked in-house, has worked at law firms, the full gamut, has the bio. So with that, Jessica, I'll leave it to you to introduce the other great members on your panel.
Thank you, Kit. Thank you all for sticking around. I know we stand between, CLE credit, ethics credit, and lunch. And I keep looking up here thinking, like, there was a Bloody Mary bar I missed, or this is a sangria swirl. So we are going to make good use of your time today. Thank you all for sticking around. The last few panels terrified me because every time I think, gosh, I've been doing this long enough to have this much gray hair, I know something, I realize in a room full of this many smart people how much I don't know. And we're not even going to get into what Richard Roper doesn't know. That's two. Drink. Everybody take a shot. So I'm hoping, I'm going to introduce my esteemed panelists, but I'm hoping that this will be a little interactive because what we're talking about are ethical issues in government, enforcement, actions, investigations, and they are aplenty. And I think more and more the job of counsel can feel commoditized, it can feel rushed, it can feel this extreme pressure to be all-knowing, get it right, and know it the moment you get the facts. And that's not really how grappling with challenging ethical issues works. So hope to benefit from the experience of the room, raise a question, or offer a comment. I'm going to introduce my friends and panelists. If you first just Google Chris Davis, you would think he was a Major League Baseball retired first baseman with the nickname Crush. But if you Googled Chris Davis securities lawyer, you'd find out that he's a CPA and a partner at Gray Reed, where you lead the government regulations and compliance practice.
Yes.
Former colleague of mine at the SEC, excellent trial lawyer, and got a shout out from Eric Werner at the SEC today on a fantastic outcome in the intrusion matter. So congratulations on that. If you Googled Matthew Nielsen, you'd find out that he's a silver medalist U.S. figure skater. And with his free time, is also a partner at Bracewell. And in his more than 20 years, though you don't look like it, of practice, he has had, I don't know how many, internal investigations, government investigations, you're looked to advise boards, management on really high-stakes critical matters, whether it's regulatory enforcement or internal investigations issues. And you also have the Sidecar podcast, I believe. Is that right?
Yeah.
You find more time in a 24-hour day than any of us, and I look forward to seeing you in the rink. Last but not least is Richard Roper, not a skater, but an American columnist and film critic. We definitely want to hear your hot takes on the latest movies. He's also a former U.S. attorney, white collar criminal defense and internal investigations partner of mine at Holland & Knight, also a dear friend and mentor. The reason I went to the SEC and someone I look to and cry to on a regular basis about the challenging work that we all do. While he was U.S. attorney in the Northern District of Texas, he had charge over 93 attorneys, 100 counties. He's personally tried over 150 jury trials.